Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and Paul is continuing his discussion with the Corinthians regarding preparing for a gift that the Apostle Paul would take to Jerusalem to provide for the needs of the saints in Jerusalem. And although this is not exactly this gift like a tithe that you would give to your church, it does give us an indication of what it means to be generous with the things of God. So let's go ahead and take in this chapter. For it is superfluous for me to write to you about this ministry to the saints, for I know your readiness, of which I boast about you to the Macedonians, namely, that Achaia has been prepared since last year, and your zeal has stirred up most of them. So Paul has had a report that the Corinthians were desiring to give and help Paul with this need. And in fact, the Apostle Paul has said that he even, you know, bragged about to the churches of Macedonia, like Philippi as an example, that the Corinthians were eager to help in this regard. Verse 3, but I have sent the brethren in order that our boasting about you may not be empty in this case, so that as I was saying, you may be prepared. Otherwise, if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to speak of you, will be put to shame by this confidence. So he's saying, I'll actually look bad if you're not ready to give because I've already bragged about it. And Paul is sending the brothers, we've talked about that. He's sending some reputable people with this letter to Corinth, and he is hopeful that they will follow through on their act of generosity. Verse 5, so I thought it necessary to urge the brethren that they would go on ahead to you and arrange beforehand your previously promised bountiful gift, so that the same would be ready as a bountiful gift and not affected by covetousness. I think he's hoping this is just going to be easy, meaning they'll have already prepared it. They'll come, they will have a gracious, generous gift prepared, and you know he won't have to have them continue to talk about giving and have there be a risk that there's some kind of complaint about, you know, how there can be, right? As it relates to giving, sometimes, you know, you talk about giving and people might misinterpret or, you know, think wrongly. So he's hoping that when he comes, they've already just got everything ready so that it really won't be an issue and they'll just be generous. Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Now, it's interesting, you know, there is some like prosperity gospel teachers that will really focus on these passages and talk about how, you know, they'll be compelling people to give and how because of your giving, that's how you're going to receive and be blessed. So they really stress these verses in order to, you know, compel people to give. Now, it's interesting because that's what it says. So the Word of God does say here that, you know what, when you're generous, essentially God knows and He's going to bless you. And I'll tell you, you'll hear a lot of testimonies about that. There are people who have put God to the test, so to speak, in this where they feel like God compelled them to give even when it was hard to give, even maybe when they didn't have a lot of resources, and then God turns around and blesses them. So there is some truth to this, and I think it should be, it can be taught that this is in the Word of God, but when you overemphasize it for your own gain, when you as a preacher or a, you know, some kind of ministry overemphasize this to the point where you're just trying to almost manipulate people to give, I think that's a mistake too. But To say that we shouldn't teach it, well, that would be a mistake because it's in the Bible. And I do believe God knows about our generosity, and I do believe God blesses his children and blesses people who are faithful to him. You know, I would say cover it in proportion to what the Bible does. It's not like this is something that is covered all the time, but yet, you know, it's a good and healthy thing to be generous with God. As it is written, he scattered abroad, he gave to the poor. So now he's quoting Psalm 112 here. He scattered abroad, he gave to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. That's actually a great psalm. That's one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 112. Be encouraged to take that in. It's not real long of a psalm, but it's just it's about a man who is blessed who fears the Lord. And what does a man do who fears the Lord? And one of those things is that he gives. He's generous. A man who fears the Lord. It talks about that in that chapter, and that God blesses him. God's favor is upon him. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. And, you know, again, it's back to sometimes what's overemphasized but yet is in the scriptures that, you know, when you provide seed, that God's going to provide you with more seed, you know. So, you know, that's what it says here. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality. You're going to be blessed when you are liberal in the sense that you're liberal or generous in your giving, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. And you know it is when a church is generous, when people are generous, it does produce thanksgiving to God. I mean, you know, we had a missionary in, you know, about a year ago, and our church was very generous, and I know that she felt the blessing of God, you know, on it through our generosity. For the ministry of this service is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints, but it is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God. So, yeah, it's providing for a physical need, but it's also providing, like, God, people see God in it, you know. There was a time in the Bible, in the early on in the book of Acts, where people, like, even had a field and they sold it and they laid it at the apostles' feet. And you know, when you hear stories of immense generosity like that, people are amazed. They're like, gosh, you know, man by nature, our own flesh, we're selfish. That's the nature of man. So when you see man respond in a way that is generous towards God, you're like, that's God doing that in man, because man on their own would be selfish. So God is moving in those people to do that kind of a thing. Because of the proof given by this ministry, they will glorify God for your obedience to your confession of the gospel of Christ and for the liberality of your contribution to them and to all. So basically, people are going to see the obedience of God, and you know, what a way to confess the gospel is not just through the words of the gospel, but through the act of giving and generosity. It actually shows the God at work and the gospel at work in you and I. Verse 14, while they also by prayer on your behalf yearn for you because of the surpassing grace of God in you. You know, the grace of God, what a wonderful thing. I believe that's going to be my focus this coming Sunday, is the grace of God. It's such a powerful word, such a rich word, and I'll look forward to talking more about that this Sunday. But this shows the grace of God is upon them. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And, you know, when you see people having favor upon them, when you see people acting in really special godly ways, whether it be they faced a very significant challenge in their life and they're still able to have faith and joy, maybe like in this chapter they give generously, when you see God moving through someone and using someone in a powerful way, it's appropriate to say God's grace is upon them. God's grace is moving through them. God's power, God's favor, God's gifts are moving through them and those people. Hallelujah. And what a compliment that is, and what a blessing it is to have the grace of God upon you. May God encourage us all to reveal, not only through our words, not only through our faith, but through our actions, through our giving, that we truly are the people of God and that the grace of God is upon us. God bless you all.